Welcome to the Experiment Podcast, where we talk about life and business and how they daily intersect. I'm your host, Laura Dowdy. Let's get to some real talk.
You know what day it is? Million Dollar Monday! Super Bowl style!
That's right. I am bringing you a special Million Dollar Monday, Super Bowl style. I am going to feature the two cities for the teams that are playing in the Super Bowl. So, Kansas City Chiefs and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Let's get to the numbers. In all seriousness, I am from the South, grew up with football my entire life, love it, we lived it. I still love it, live it, and breathe it. I love this time of the year. I literally wish that football could be 12 months out of the year. So I am super excited to be able to provide y'all the Kansas City and Tampa Bay area stats, just in case you thought about moving there. And a bonus, I will feature the specific areas where both quarterbacks, one GOAT and one probably GOAT-to-be, currently live in their areas. So here we go. Now, keep in mind for both Kansas City and for Tampa, I am going to be giving you a general overall number. And as I always say, make sure that you drill down into a specific zip code and or neighborhood if you are truly interested in a specific area. So Kansas City overall, their average median price is $270,000. Considering this is a Million Dollar Monday report, that is definitely below what we typically talk about. But the interesting thing is that over the past 2 years, that median price has almost doubled. Now the average price per square foot is coming in at $137, and that is up from $105 from 2 years ago. And the average days on market are sitting at 104 days, and that's pretty much flat from 2 years ago. And I'm giving you the past 2 years reference because a lot of people discredit or think that the COVID year that we've had has had a different impact on the market. So I'm trying to show you the difference prior to the pandemic and its impact on the market. There's currently an inventory of 617 properties available to purchase in Kansas City. Prices are ranging from $147,000 up to $5.5 million, and it is in a very, very strong seller's market. So now let's get to Patrick Mahomes and where he decided to purchase a home. He purchased a home in the Sunset Hills West area, just under 3,800 square feet at $1.9 million. And prices in that area range from $565,000 up to $2.3 million. The average price per square foot in that Sunset Hills area is $206 up to $350. The days on market are currently sitting at 126 days, just slightly above the average for the entire city. And there are currently 17 properties available to purchase if you wanted to be Patrick Mahomes' neighbor. And again, the prices range from $110,000 up to $5.5 million in the area where quarterback Patrick Mahomes decided to live. And of course, as the entire city of Kansas City, it is a strong seller's market. Now, let's head down south, where it's much warmer, to Tampa Bay. On a personal note, after I graduated from college, this was the first area that I actually consider moving after I graduated from college. Toured everywhere, loved Tampa Bay, loved the area, but I decided to head to Atlanta. So just a little side note there. So I know the Tampa area very well. And again, I'm giving you a general overall number for the entire area. Just like every other city, it breaks down into different zip codes and neighborhoods. The median price for the Tampa area is sitting at $390,000. And the only price point that has seen any impact over the past 2 years has been the upper price point, which has increased over the past 2 years. The price per square foot is sitting at $213 and goes up to $327 for the top tier pricing. The average days on market is 94 days, but if you are in that top tier price point, it is 145 days, and there has been minimal change for prices under $1 million over the past 2 years. There are currently 821 properties available to purchase in the Tampa area, with prices ranging from $50,000 up to $29 million. And they are sitting in a very, very strong seller's market. Now let's head to where the greatest of all time, zero dispute, Mr. Tom Brady of now the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, amazingly taking this team to the Super Bowl in his first year. That is such an amazing example of excellence for him and the whole team. So, Tom and his beautiful wife Giselle are renting currently on Davis Island, and they're actually renting Derek Jeter's house, which is a sprawling 30,000 square foot home that was purchased by Derek Jeter for $14 million. The median price in Davis Island is $2.1 million, but it goes up to $4.8 million. The average price per square foot is sitting at $438, and the upper price point is sitting at $1,000. Now, an interesting note is that it was sitting around $500, very similar to the average price per square foot, up until August of 2020, where it literally doubled and has now been sitting at $1,000 per square foot. The average days on market are 89 days, so they're going pretty quick. And if you would like to live in the Tom Brady neighborhood of Davis Island, there are 26 properties currently available to purchase, with prices ranging from $275,000 up to $29 million, and they're in a slight seller's market. So I hope you have enjoyed our Million Dollar Monday Super Bowl style from this girl from the South who loves football, and may your team win. I have no skin in the game other than loving football and just appreciating the absolute display of excellence that this game offers. Have an awesome week and enjoy the Super Bowl. I'll see you next Monday.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode of the Experiment Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave us a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at LauraDowdy_LE for live excellence. Go make a difference, y'all. The world needs you.